As I said, there's a little bit of a different style shear, but I think really incredible Gemaras that in Kama Vekama Yisaitis and Sugyas that come up through our discussion. So the Gemara was discussing over here the Sugya of Sirtut, but it was all in the context of understanding whether or not Rav Aviasar is a Bar Samcha. Amar le Abaye atu koldu lo yada hadar Rabbi Yitzchak lav gav rabu. So Gemara says, Abaye said, so he didn't know the dinner of Rabbi Yitzchak, but that doesn't necessarily, you know, you guys didn't know the dinner of Rabbi Yitzchak last week either. You know what I'm saying? Like, this happens to people. So it doesn't mean he's not, what?
So we're not Bar Samcha.
Yeah, okay. So the Gemara says that doesn't mean that he's not a reliable guy. Bishlam emilsa d'tali b'svar l'chai. Gemara says no. That makes sense if you hold it's just a logic. He didn't hold that svara. Gemara lo shmile. So Gemara, I'm sorry. If it's a milsa d'tali b'svara, so then he should be there. But if it's just a Gemara, so what does a Gemara mean? So Ian said a Gemara l'chayr means halacha moshmi Sinai. So that was where we thought that perhaps the whole dinner of Rav Yitzchak was also. Halach Moshe, you know?
I thought it was like
just didn't
make something
that
was pulled over and
that's I think what the Nitziv works on. What does Gemara Gemiri mean? It's not clear if that's the same thing as Halach. Yeah, Tom.
I guess this is where it was said, sorry. Why is Gemara only challenged from Rav Yitzchak and not also from the Braisa?
That was the first year. Whether or not. No. So the Maariv Tzchias thought that was based on that the Rabbi Yitzchak won over the Braisa, and only according to the Rambam that there was no Machlekes would that be a Kasha.
And it wasn't a regular Braisa.
That was Maariv Tzchias, right?
Lower level.
Right. It was a lower level, right? Because it wasn't through the Braises of Rav Oshia, right? So then the Gemara says, "Va'oid har Rav Aviasar who da'askim more al yode." Gemara says, and also you're messing with the big leagues, because Rav Aviasar, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, was maskim to him. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, by pilagesh begiva, but tizna alav pilagsho, and his pilagesh was mizane. Rav Aviasar ava amar zvuv matzala. Rav Yonasan Amar Nema Matzala. So when the pasuk says Vatizna, it wasn't that she actually was committed Znus, but rather there was a fight. And that caused her, this is the backdrop of the horrific story in Shoftim, of what caused her to leave the house and ultimately to go back to her father's house, and then caused him to follow after her and to try to get back together. And then ultimately they didn't have a place to stay, and no one let them in. And then she was literally taken by the other Jews and got chopped up and sent to all of Klal Yisrael. A horrible story. Fine. So that original pshat in the psukim, which is why you need Torah Shebal Peh, because you would never think that this is pshat in the psukim. Gemara Gittin tucked away at Daf Vav and Beis says Rav Yosser Amar Zvuv Matzala. Rabbi Yosser says he found a zvuv, a fly. Rabbi Yonasan Amar name a matzala. Rabbi Yonasan says no, he found a hair. Ashkar Rabbi Yosser le Eliyo, and Rabbi Yosser found Eliyo. Amalek Maika Ovid Akodesh Baruch Hu, and he asked Eliyo Anovi. You have this from time to time that people have discussions with Eliyo Anovi. Mar says, and he asked him, "What's Hakadosh Baruch Hu involved with now?" Amalei Asik bePilagish BeGiva. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam Rabbi Yisai is learning Shas, and he's learning the sugyas of Pilagish BeGiva, right? And my Amar Amalei Ev Yosser Bni Kachu Omer. He was saying, "This is my son Ev Yosser. He holds that Zvuv Motzala, that the Pshat and the Psukim Torah Shebal Peh dictates that the Pshat and the Psukim was that they found a fly." Yonasan B'di Kachu Oimer. And Yonasan B'di holds like this. Frakta Gemara Kasha, Amalei Chas V'Sholim, Umi Ika Sveika Kamish Maya. How could the Rabbeinu Shalom quote both opinions? Clap at the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's not a machlaikis. It's got to be one or the other. If it was a Zvuv, it wasn't a Nema. If it was a Nema, it's not a Zvuv. Amar lei, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. They're both right. They're both correct. Zvuv matzah lav lo hikbid. He originally found the zvuv and he tolerated it. Name a matzah v'hikbid. But then he found what? A hair, and he said, what? This is just out of control. And he got upset, which caused her to leave the house. Very important shmuz, everybody say, and Gemara to learn, which Gemara is going to go on, about the way to communicate things in your house. I'm going to tell you a line that I hope you internalize. You're going to have arguments with your wife. And if you don't have arguments with your wife, then that means you're an abusive husband. Anyone who tells me we're getting along, we never have an argument, that makes me nervous. Because there's no two people that are going to see eye to eye in everything, especially when it comes to a chasan and kala, especially when it comes to newlyweds. Anyone who tells you that Shana Rishayna is a honeymoon year is a chakra. It's not. It's a year full of adjustments. It's a year full of learning what it means to live with someone who is entirely the opposite of you. I don't care how much of a high school sweetheart she is and how much you know her. You have never lived with her and she has never lived with you. So you could put on cologne and you could shave and you could look all great before the date. Lamaisa, in your dorm room, you're a slob. You all know that. And that's the MS. And you don't brush, and you have bad breath in the morning, and your feet stink, and whatever, and you don't make your bed, and these are like the Dvarim Shutim, everybody say, it gets much worse. We'll just leave it that off the recording. But, you know, like that, there's going to be an adjustment. It's like the pause. I think the Val should hear this. There's going to be an adjustment. And Adaraba, that is what makes the marriage so wholesome. Because we work through these challenges. We work through these differences. And we don't not argue. We learn how to argue. Yesh lahadgish. Not that we don't have disagreements. Mar has disagreements all the time. But we know how to argue. And we don't throw in the kitchen sink when we argue. Okay? This is an adjustment. You're not a child anymore. You have to work out your differences. You have to work out your different approaches. You have to be accepting. She also has to be accepted. We have to work together. We have to mold together. And then ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, when you work through all that, the relationship builds in ways that you could have never imagined. You think, you know your girlfriend / Kala / this / that. You don't know garnished. And I don't know fully. I'm still learning. After close to 20 years of marriage, I'm still exploring. I'm still learning. And that's the beauty of going through new life stages, having children, building a family, starting a community, you know, that's what we do together. And we're at places that we never even, you know, could have seen ourselves or could have envisioned this. But that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu brings you and molds you and allows you to build together. So it's all about the way you communicate. It's all about, you could say the same message, you could have a disagreement with me, and it's important, Rabbi Yisai, for your interactions as friends, as, you know, a person can have a difference of opinion, but like, be respectful. Understand that he's also Tzelem Elokim. He's also one of the Bar Elim. And this is a hafladik of Gemara. That a person says things in the wrong way, and Pilagish Begivah, that's what it teaches you. It could create a mess. And you know, and I can guarantee you, when this Zvov happened, no one foresaw that this was going to happen, this disaster in Klal Yisrael. A Zvov, a Neima. Relax. Relax. It's not the end of the world. It's a fly. Don't let this fly destroy everything. Okay, you'll do it, Rabbi Yisai. I don't want to get into it now. I think I gave... I'm sure I gave this shmuz. I spoke about Yom Kippur. Zvuv in the Gemara is always hinting to the Yetzer Hara. Gemara always talks about the Zvuv. The Zvuv is Nimtza, and the Zvuv always tries to distract us. Right? The Gemara in Brachas speaks about the Zvuv being the Yetzer Hara. The Zvuv that got into I did speak about the Yitush that went into Titus's head. I spoke about this, right? Exactly, Dafyomi, right? Oh, that was the Shmuz. That's Klar to me. I didn't see this anywhere, but that's Klar. What the Gemara, the whole Rebbe Shalom knows how to get us. And Befrat, once I'm here, everybody say, Once we had that whole hakdama, now I'm gonna give a shmuz. Rabbeisai, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, there is a movement around. Erev Shabbos, beware. The Torah says, Lo yisivaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. Which means you're not allowed to burn fire on Shabbos. Or what the Satmar Rebbe says, Lo yisivaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos, means the Satan knows what's going to happen. The Satan knows that Shabbos there's going to be a neshama yisira, and he puts in extra artillery, extra ammunition on Erev Shabbos to try to mess up and create some esh on Friday. Be careful with the fire. Make sure the fire is the Neir Shabbos. Shomer v'zocher is Shalom Bayis of the Neir Shabbos, which is the reason why we light candles on Shabbos. And make sure you don't get carried with the esh heating up all the food. And things get very tense. Things get very tense. Extra avodah on Erev Shabbos is Zvuv. The Gemara says in Gittin later on, in the fifth parak in Ani Zuckin, the Gemara speaks about the family of the Rebbe Meir, the relative of the Rebbe Meir, that the family fell apart because of the fights on Friday afternoon. And that's the Samsayver has a whole arichus about this, about the pressures and Shalom Bayis specifically on Friday. But Bechlal, I think there's something in the Madaik that this happened on Shabbos, but which Ken Zayin the Zvuv came on Friday, but that's not necessarily clear in the Gemara. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Yudah Zvuv b'Kaara v'Neima ba'Oisle Makom. Just to talk about Rabbi Yisrael for a second, Eliel Dilver L'Kim Chayim. So I know a few of you approach me in Seder. It's a very difficult concept. The Gemara tells us a few times in Shas that they're both true, but yet we paskin like one. So there's an important ritva. I didn't put on the Maram Kamas, I'm not sure why. Maybe I should have. Ritva in Erevin, I showed it to Natano. The ritva in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, he didn't only show him the right mahalach, the psak halacha. He showed him Memtes Panim Lakanu, Memtes Panim Lakan. And that also has eternal value. So the fact that we happen to be Noyeg one La'alocha does not mean that the other one is not valuable. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that to be incorporated in the Torah to the extent that I should give a whole shiur on Shitas Beis Shammai, just to understand where they're coming from. And many of the Mefarshim explain that on the one hand, it might even shed light onto the other opinion. It might even clarify the other opinion that you do paskin la'alocha. But that's not the reason why that other opinion has significance. That other opinion has independent significance, but that is another facet of Elu Be'elu Divrei Kelim Chayim, that some of the Mefarshim explain, sometimes mitoicha choshech, the or is brighter. Sometimes, even if a shita that you don't hold like, I can already be magdir and even gain insight into the way we do hold like. But the Ritva is saying that that was part of Mesiras HaTorah. So just because you're not noig la'alocha, like, you know, it's a very big difference between giving shirim to women and giving shirim to men. Like, we handle the sugya, we handle the tzadim, we handle the, whether or not we pass in la'alocha, we don't handle just the bottom line, Rabbi, what do I do? Tachlis, what do I, That's not the Chefetz of Torah. Everything is a Chefetz of Torah. That Beis Shammai is also part of that. And then if you go on the Arizal's route, so the Arizal thinks that it's not necessarily determined forever that the halacha is going to be like one side. The halacha could be in the future like Beis Shammai. And I think Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz writes that it's like a galgal. It's like a wheel. Certain times, there are certain different hanhagos of who we paskin like. So that just gives merit to the fact that the other shita is correct. Natan will ask me, yeah, but here, it's a shaila and a story. Okay, so the Gemara dealt with that in terms of how they both could be historically correct. Originally, it was this, and then it developed into that. But let's say there are certain times it's got to be one or the other. But the Rebbeinu Shalom decided to present the psukim in a certain way that one could have two alternate conclusions. So that means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that pasuk or that din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to also be able to analyze a different havana. Whether or not you end up accepting like that, and it's not in the Rambam, and it's not in Shulchan Aruch, okay. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wanted in the Mesiris HaTorah that perspective, that machshava to still be part of the Mesiris HaTorah, and that was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a very, very important klal in our Yesodos HaEmunah about what was given in Matan Torah and what our approach should be to all these other opinions, whether or not we paskin l'halacha like them or not. Elu elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Yeah.
Isn't this case not like a good application of elu elu divrei Elokim Chayim, because there was one objective reality that would be concluded with that both really did happen? Like, if there was room to say that, you know, that it wasn't, that we were not sure it could have been either one, but that we paskin like one, then I understand you, and I understand us saying elu elu divrei Elokim Chayim. But since we're Mataris, that both are true, then why do you need to say the village complain? That's just like a classic theory.
But they're still arguing on what the pasuk means.
But they're, it's not that the village.
So they're both. So they're both true. Fakir, I think that this shot in the village sheds light on every other village.
Why?
Meaning, there's a machlokes over here. Rabbi Yosser doesn't hold like Rabbi Yonasan.
Yeah.
They're arguing about the pshat and the psukim. The Rabbeinu Shalalam is incorporating both of them in his limud. That's Elu Ve'elu Dirvei Elokim Chayim.
Since it's a machloket about Metziut, isn't that like a different
type? That's a separate question.
I mean, the Metziut is that both were...
That's a separate question. So that's what I'm saying. Even in Metziut, that's what I just said. Even in Metziut, because Baruch Hu presented in a way that you could have one of these two conclusions, and that shows to you that it's not absolute that one is correct and one is knocked out. Which is the godless Rabbi Isai, and again, a major differentiating point of our religion and our textbooks and our studies versus the Ummah Sa'ilam. There's not necessarily one correct versus incorrect mahalach, which gives, you know, so much depth to the Torah that it can't even be compared to other studies in the world.
Okay, that's what you were saying about robots.
Who?
So that's what you were saying about robots.
Exactly. I was saying in the Seder today, everyone I'm sure has heard of that, that what's been happening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been allowing robots to become much, much more impressive, and all artificial intelligence and all these computer chips that people try to, I mean, I'm sure you've heard this, that they're going to take over the world. That the robots are going to be like doing everything. You're not going to have, forget toll booth people. You're not going to have Amazon drivers anymore. You're not going to have people in the shopping centers. Everything, what? You're going to have drones. Yeah, everything. Everything's going to be a robot. Everything's going to, there's one area that is just, there's no way it's going to happen, everybody say. They're not going to know how to learn. They're not going to know how to delve into Hashem's Torah. So I just had a machshav. Perhaps that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to be megala to us in the end of days. Is that there's one emes. There's one... The rest really a machine could accomplish. Everything... You could even have a robot that mamash looks like a woman. You saw it. You all seen it, everybody said. They're doing it. Musk is doing it. You can mamash, you can marry them. Give it 5 years. Pashas, it's gonna be on the... there's no suffering in my mind. And then you don't even know the Shalom Bayis Shmuz. You're totally fine. Oisai, there's one thing that's just efsher. They're not going to know how to learn. They're not going to have a cup. AI could shmei I. You're not going to be able to upschlug. You're not going to be able to have havonas hatoyer. You're not going to be able to be orangutan. You're not going to be able to tsushtel. You're not... It's just... Perhaps that's exactly what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. To be Megala Maimed Harsinai in 2023. Torah is emes and nothing else is emes. Watch. Let's see. Stay tuned. Weiter. Sok to Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Zvuv Bekara, V'neima Ba'isay Makom. Zvuv Mi'isusa, V'neima Sakansa. Okay, the Zvuv was a little disgusting. And the Neima, right, was really a Sakana, because he was going to become a Kros Shivcha. Ikadamri, Idiv Idiv Bekara, Zvuv Oinsa, V'neima Pshiusa. Why was he makbid by the Neima? Because that was her being negligent, and then he got upset. Okay, don't get upset. Amar Rav Chista, relax. Or as they say now, you guys know this new phrase? Chillax. Chillax. What?
New?
I don't know, it's new to me. Wow, how old is it? Been around for a while? Okay, yeah. Okay, I just learned it. Amar Rav Chista, la'oylam al yatil adam emi sir b'seich b'seir, shari pir legish b'givol, hitil ala bala emi sir. It all started from instilling fear into his wife, the Pila Kama Revavos Misron. That would all continue to be what? A catastrophe. Thousands of people that died in Am Yisrael. Amar of Yehuda Merav Kolamatal Emi Yisrael B'Sak Besel Sof Hu Ba Lidei Sholosh Avers Yili Arayis V'Shvichas Damem V'Chil Shavis. If you are Matil Emi Yisrael in your bias, you're going to cause Averis to happen. What Averis? So Rashi Gilei Arayis, Gilei Arayis Kshemagiyas Man Tfilosa Be'ez Tzina, when it's going to be her mikvah night, when it's cold, and she's not going to want to go. V'Yirei Eloimer Loi Tavalti Misham Shoso Nida, and she's going to be scared of her husband, to be honest, that she wasn't able to go because it was too cold. And they're ultimately going to have Tashmish on the mikvah night, which is an Indian, and she's going to be Anida without telling her husband that she went to the mikvah. I mean, in theory, really, a woman has to signal, the Shulchan Aruch writes, a woman has to signal or say that I went to the mikvah, but she, Mestama, is going to lie because she's scared. She's going to say that I told it properly, and ultimately she's going to violate a horrible idea. But what it's fascinating, Rabbi Yisai, and unfortunately, Rabbi Yisai, this is something that's shaykh. It's very something that's shaykh. It's unfortunate, and you know, I pointed out. We're learning Hilchos Nida in the shul right now. I just gave shir last night. I pointed out a few weeks ago that when we learned the siman about a woman saying that tavalti and I checked all the bedikas and I did everything that was needed for Nida. So I found it to be a fascinating idea. I never saw this anywhere. But everything in the marriage is really based on trust. Halachically. She has ne'emonis to say that she went to the mikvah and the husband is soymich on her. So the whole interaction of the relationship is built off of the ne'emonis that we give to a woman. And Rabbi Yisai, let's remember some of the sugyas back when, Rabbi Yisai, on that Beis and Beis. Not everyone holds that Eidach Rebbe Yisurin applies to an Isha, right? Rashi and Pesachim, Rabbi Yisai. We saw Ritva and Ksubis Tafayim Beis. Nisht Poshit. So the Ramban says there in Gittin Daf Beis, it was a Bzunder Nemonis, a Yoytzim and Aklal, Ein Donin Efshir Mishii Efshir, for those that remember the Ramban. And this was a case of Yefshir. You had no way. You had to give Nehemonis to the woman, even if you hold that a woman generally doesn't have Nehemonis in the areas of Yisurin, because she's not an aid. And some Rishonim hold that you need a kosher aid. Elamai, you see what the Rebbe Shlom is saying? Marriage has to be based on a trust. The interaction has to be based on you depending on each other in terms of trusting one another, which is a hafla dika machshava. To think about that everything, our whole interaction, our whole connection, our whole physical intimacy is all based on a trust. It's all based on ne'emonus. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made a yoytzim and aklal and said, in this area, I believe you. So chalil v'chas, you kill that trust, you destroy that trust. Why? To be a fake gavarabo? To be an ema yisera? What are you, you idiot? You think you're impressive because you're scaring your wife? You're a nothing. This is pathetic. This is what destroyed Klal Yisrael. So this is eradicating and destroying everything that the marriage is supposed to be based on, and then you're going to violate Gili Arayis. Violate Gili Arayis, Rabbi Yisai, as many of you picked up on, I put this on the Marmar Kaimis, if you remember, many months ago when we learned this sugya, Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin D'Araisa, it's a hafla dikadiyik, which shows that he didn't skip this Gemara. He holds that you have to learn every line in Shas carefully, Rabbi Yisai. And tucked away in every line in Shas might be serious nafkaminas for your frish high school kids about whether or not you're allowed to touch. Do you have to be Shomer Negia? What kind of question is this? They ask, do you have to be Shomer Shabbos? Shomer Kashrus? What is it? When did Shomer Negia come to be optional? Who made this klal? This is ridiculous. So let me tell you something, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi in Gittin on the Avavim Abeis tells us that sleeping with a Nida is Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis. If sleeping with a Nida is Gili Arayis, so that means touching a Nida would be potentially, according to Shitas HaRambam, in Hilchos Yisuri Bia and in Sefer HaMitzvos, a violation midaraisa of Lo Sikravu Legalo Serva. You're touching Anida. None of these girls go to the mikvah. So you're touching Anida. So if you want to tell me, no, she's not an Erva, great. But I have a Rashi telling me that she is an Erva. It's Pashup Shat in the story in Shaiftim. That's what's going on over here. So the Rambam holds for you to touch an Erva is an Issa D'Araisa. So the answer to your kasha, do you have to be Shomer, is it's a Rambam in Issa D'Arabia. With a Rashi in Maseches Gittin. And Rambam happens to hold, like Rashi, that Nida is an Erva. Nida is an Erva, Rabbi Yisai. Which is why, in Shulchan Aruch, the way we paskin, if Nebuch, a guy gets married, and his wife becomes a Nida before they get married, very stressful. You can't be together for that week. In the Yichud room, right, you sometimes have to send in a child because they can't be in seclusion together. There's a chiddush that a husband and wife are allowed to be biyicha together. Really, in theory, the Rishonim point out, I don't understand. If there's Gilei Arayis with Anida, and there you can't touch Anida, so then why am I allowed to be in seclusion in my own home with a wife? That's Anida. 12 days out of the month should be Asur Midah Araisa to be with my wife. Chaver, I told you about the app. Shem Yichud. It's unbelievable. You heard it? Much more. You heard about this?
Maybe you said it's
100. So now, first of all, it's a little bit of Nebuch. I'm losing my mind. No, my someone pointed out, my nephew was over on Shabbat. I said Ashriyotzen, and then I forgot I said Ashriyotzen. I said it again. And I'm getting a little nervous. But, talk about losing my mind. So, I was in a situation of Yichud last week, and my wife wasn't home, and I put myself the first time on the WhatsApp. I'm very excited about the WhatsApp. I just happen to have not needed it, you know, and I'm very much encouraging people to use it. And he goes through with me on every Shiloh, like it's legit. I don't want to say that I'm not masking to it. I'm very proud of it. But I use it for the first time. So I put my address on the WhatsApp group, and then I started learning. I forgot that I did that because it wasn't like part of my daily routine. And then suddenly the guy across the street like rams into my house like, hey! And I'm like, what in the world is going on? And then I was chapped. I was like, oh, right, what's that? Shkoyach, I forgot. You know, like I thanked it. But it was like mamish. It was very...
Hold on, so does that mean that Rebbe was technically...
Why?
You know how many and somebody else was going to come over?
No, I did. I put the WhatsApp. No, I just forgot about it.
So therefore, you don't know how many...
I never entered into a matzav avicha. I protected myself.
But if Rebbe... The only way you protect yourself is by... You have the habit that somebody's going to.
If I'm with my wife and I forget my wife's here, I don't focus on it. So then that's a yichud.
No, what do you mean with your wife?
No, I'm saying I'm not in a matzav yichud. I'm with my wife and someone else, and then I forget that my wife's upstairs for a second. I just violated it in Isser because I forgot.
Why?
So you're tining Moshe Mordechai, Rebbe. You're losing your memory. You're an avarion. You're over Yisurim all day because I keep on forgetting. Shkoyach, please don't be a therapist.
No, what's the point of WhatsApp group is a text.
So not that I don't enter a matzav of yichud.
It doesn't mean that somebody is automatically going to come over.
Yeah, about.
Okay, so therefore, if if you did it and now you forgot that you did it, so you have no hobby that somebody's even going to come over. Now,
no, I did. I did. I just forgot. I forgot about it. I don't understand.
Doesn't matter that Rebbe wants next to a window.
So it happens to be that that's another. Happens to be that I was by the window. The reason why I did it is because sometimes I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. No. Happens to be I never. Part of the reason why I've never done it is also because I've been by that window, and that I hold is a Pesach Pesuah. So that's okay. You can see. You could see in from the street.
Is there a time constraint on Yichud? Like if you go to the bathroom for like a minute or something.
No. The place can say that if you could, Chatzi Shir is going to be Aser. Which is why there's a big discussion why you're allowed to get into an elevator with an Ida or with someone who's an Erva. So the elevator, they say, Shlomo Zalman writes, an elevator is not Yichud, even though there is a certain Zman that you're secluded, it's because Kol Shah V'Shah, the door could open. So you never have a matzah that you could really even use that Chatzi Shir. But even though there's a Shir of Yichud, and like Bayer Chuppah Zemir Tashem, Meher B'Yamin, everybody say, you're going to be there for 8 minutes, for 9 minutes, whatever shir you hold of shir yichud, which is the zman bia, but even less than that, the place can say is asr. It's chatzi shir, asr min atar. But if you're in an elevator, so there's no even chatzi shir. It's not nitan for anything, because kol shav v'shav could open, so the mamela, that's the heter on elevators. Yeah. Told you, Noah. Yeah.
Rebbe, hold on. Rebbe, the point of the group chat is for yourself, right? That you now believe that somebody might come over, so now it's muta on you that you don't have the havamina to do anything because.
No, it's muta on me that I now am not entering into a matzav of yichud because now I'm going in there making this as a Pesach Pesuah. It's like Lamashal. It's not a Machshava.
Okay.
Let's say I would forget that I have an open window over there. Who cares? I'm not in a Matzav Yichud. No. There's a Reb Shlomo Zalman that talks about the Machshava issue about another case. Let's say a woman whose Baila is Ba'ir, right? A woman whose husband is in the city. So there's no Yichud if her husband's in the city. Okay? We're not going to get into the details. We have to learn Hilchos Yichud. Major machlokes chayyodim and the chazanish, what that means. But let's assume for now, the husband's in the city. She knows her husband's in the city. Good. So let's say she doesn't know her husband's in the city. But I, the next door neighbor, know her husband's working in the city. I just saw him at Chakras. Okay? And I walk into the house. Did I just violate Lifnei Iver?
She doesn't know.
So there, Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a Meir Dikachuvah. He says she didn't violate the Isser of Nida. But she violated of Yichud, sorry. She didn't violate the Isser of Yichud. But she violated another Isser. She violated an Isser from Parshas Matos called, anyone know? Vahashem Yislach Lo. Parshas Matos? What's it talking about? It's talking about a woman who took a neder. We're about to say Simon Nadarim, Daf Yomi. A woman who took a neder, she didn't know that her husband was Hefer, the neder, and then she ate the Usher piece that she thought was Usher ben Nadarim. So really, Be'etzim, it was kosher. The husband took care of the neder, but she still ate it. Zok the Gemara, she needs kapara. Rashi quotes it ala Torah. She needs kapara because she thinks that she did an Aveira. Zok the Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you just violated Lifnei Iver by walking into that house, not on Yichud. You violated Lifnei Iver on the Isser of Hashem Yislach Lo. Because she thought that she was in a matzah of Yichud, because she didn't know that her husband was Baal Abir. Azach Chiddush. Unbelievable. And Rabbi Akiva started crying when he saw that Gemara. Okay, this is too much. I'm getting too off track. There's a whole schmooze on that, Rabbi Akiva crying. But that's, yeah, Gabe.
On that, so if you're by the window, but you have blinds.
Totally not. Totally not. Blinds got to be up. You got to be seen. Not only you got to be seen, you have to be able to see me from the street.
I'm saying if you're able to close the blinds, is the fact that
no.
The blinds are open?
No. That's because if that would be the case, then there should be never be a heter of an open door. Because any time I could always close the door. Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. That's the taina that the Velt has on Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein thought that it's also be yichud to drive in a car. That's why Rav Shechter doesn't drive. So they say over there, Rav Shechter was choshev for this Rav Moshe, even though I think Be'etzim he doesn't hold to this Rav Moshe, but they say over in dating he used to go out on trains because, you know, else this Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe holds that he can't be in a yichud in a car. Why? Everyone agrees that on a highway it's not yichud. Everyone can see into my window. It's not yichud. Rabbi Yashiv writes that even if you see a car every few minutes, it's not yichud. So Rabbi Moshe held that a car is a problem. Why? So Rabbi Moshe said because you could veer off the road. You can go to another place. So the taina on Rabbi Moshe, and I think I even heard from a root from the children that they didn't have a clear. The taina on Rabbi Moshe is, what do you mean? Every matzav of yichud, you could change the matzav. You could always close the door. You could always close the. That's not yichud. Yichud is akol lefi mekayim v'shaito. What is the matzav you're in right now? So that's a pesach pesulach v'asher asaram. So now I'm on the highway. So then the fact that I might do something is not going to be a sir yichud. So I don't know what the pesach is. Okay, Rabbi said. What? From Nissen Kaplan.
What?
Rabbi said, no, I don't have an answer.
Because the is in the throughway, is that moving?
Doesn't matter. You could see. I can see what you're doing in your car when you're moving. The problem is, everybody say, it is no gay when you're driving up to the country. Driving up to the country, there are no cars for a long time. That is a big shiloh whether or not, and this happens a lot when you're going back from Hask and girls want rides, and you're driving on the side roads, nishpashit, that there's not going to be a tzriyichah.
Did like a whole...
Oh, you spoke about this?
No, he when he was there, he counted the amount
of cars and said it was mutter. He said it was mutter, okay, fine. Yeah, I'm saying, yesh roads, so you have to know. Maybe over it, maybe to Hask, it's okay. But you have to, I'm saying that's nitzan l'shiurim, you have to know.
How do we hold that if you're with more than two girls? Is that, or do we not make a distinction?
Three girls by Yoyim is mutter, according to Ashkenazim, not Sfarnim. But we're not learning Hilchaziyah now.
What? But by night, if one's in a
by car, night, you need another thing. You need more, yeah. So Rabbi Isai, so this Rashi, Rabbi Isai, is Gishmak. This Rashi is Merap Sinigri. This Rashi, the fact that he called Gili Arayis by Anida is going to change everything, right? Moshe Mordechai just brought up the story of Nissen Kaplan. He was on a train, and he saw that he was the only one left on his train with this girl that he was going out with. Happens to be Olive Shalom, she was Nifter. But it was the Rashiva of Gateshead's daughter, Rav Gerwitz, his daughter. And he wrote to Reb Chaim, he stuck his head out of the train, I think. He thought that he was mechuyev to risk his life. Because according to this Rashi, everybody says, if it's Gili Arayis, so it's Yarag Bal Yavu. Gili Arayis is Yarag Bal Yavu. You're not allowed to commit this sin. So now, being with Anida is Mamish Gili Arayis. That's this Rashi. Who disagrees with this Rashi, everybody say? In Gittin? Taisus. Taisus and Abbezim Abbez that learns from Nida the source of Edechna Mivzurin. Klar that Tosfos held that Nida was an Arayis. It's Aser, it's an Isidar Araisa, but since it's in the world of Ne'amonis of Eidech Nevisurin, and Adarabit, it's the source of Eidech Nevisurin. And you see, according to Tosfos, what we were aiming on for a while, that you don't need a Kasher Eid for Eidech Nevisurin. Everyone should look back at your notes for those sugyas then. We're not going to get into that now. But you see also a Nafkamina La'alach between Rashi in Gittin on the Vavam Abbez and Tosfos in Gittin on that base of a base, whether or not Nida is going to be Gili Arayis, whether or not it's going to be Yarag Bal Yavar, and whether or not potentially Lo Sikla Rula Galas Erva will apply when it comes to an Isha Nida. Yeah, Moshe Mordechai.
Does Tosfos disagree with Rashi about? I mean, because like the Rashi that
if Nida is Gili Arayis,
the Rashi and Davov is just not a case. For, yeah, it's Nida, but at the same time, it is a case of Gili Arayis.
Okay, and I'm saying that that's against Tosfos. What do you have problems with?
How is this? Meaning, Tosfos just says that a woman has nemonis. No.
Tosfos says a woman has nemonis and is the source for Eidech Nemon be Isurin. If it's a Dover Sheba Erva, that's not Isur.
Oh, I got it.
So, everybody say that all comes in one package. Yarag Bal Yavor, the nemonis, Dover Sheba Erva. That's
Isurin is not Yaris.
So that's all going to be totally on this one agarata tucked away on the Vavam Abbez from a dinky Rashi that Mamish Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin Daraisa made an entire explosion based on this Rashi, and that's why you can't skip any line in Shas. Okay, what is the story with this Pilegesh? So let's see the Tosfos over here. So Tosfos says over here. Mivitizana olav darish lashon znus v'lashon mazon. In Taimar, uminolan deloyav is this mamish. How come everyone agrees over here that this situation is not just like the pasha way Ezra that we taught in Hafter? They were mishuvah mizana.
You don't learn in Hafter.
So you know how you know that it wasn't actually mamish nus? Because what? Because the husband did what, Rabbi Yisai? He searched after her. He went to her. He went to the Shveh. He went to the Shveh's house. Right? He went to the Shveh's house. So Mamela what? So Mamela's Oktoisus. It can't be that what? That she was Mizana. Can't be that she was Mizana. I don't get it. Why not? In fact, the Mishnah Melech, if she was Mizana Ba'inis, if she got raped, so then what?
That's
not snus. That's not a situation where she becomes usher to her husband, unless...
Are we out of order?
Yeah,
unless,
why are we talking about that?
Huh?
Not, that's
are we out of order? No, but onus is after the whole thing. She, yeah. The onus happened after the father's house.
Yeah, why does the Mishnah Melech assume that this was onus?
And then it would be his nus, so then what's the problem? He's asking from the David situation. David's situation. I'm sorry, you're right. I messed up the kasha. He says David's raya vatiyos vatiyenet tsurus ad yoy moisan almonos chayus. So the raya from David Amelech. What's the story over there, Ezra? David left his collection to look over the house as Avshalom took over, and Avshalom went into Yichud with all of them, and then they were living in widowhood because once they're Moshe Mordechai made a joke and Mordechai made kedusha, but once they're with the king. And then someone else has them. They're not fit for the king. They're not fit with anyone. So they're living widows for the rest of their lives.
So, beautiful. So Mamela, they weren't going to go back to them, right? So that's what Tais bring Araya from. So Frek Tais, Frek Amalei Arayim, Divrayim Tmurim, Daha Anusim Ayu. Number one, they were Anusim. Va'oid, there was out of their control. Va'oid Mavur B'Yushalmi. It's another reason. The reason why they wouldn't go back to their husbands is what, like you just said. Married Biktusha. Mishum Dimishtamish Ben Hedyoid, Hayu Asurim Ladavid. Right? Right? So it's because they were with other people, therefore they can't go to the higher level. So then he says, I found in the Parshas Drachim, which is the Mishnah Melech Kasha over here, that he asked this Kasha. Good. So the he's asking on Araya. You're right. I'm sorry. Fine. Rabbi Isai. Taisa says the afilu pilagshim lo yedarkim lahachzir, and even you're going to tell me what? This is not even a marriage. But Taisa says the pilagshim also they wouldn't be machzir. Okay, so this really opens up to us, Rabbi Isai, a very important sugya that actually comes up in Torah Shebichsav. But really emanates out of, I put the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf, on the Marmar Kaimis. It's really two gersos in a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf about what a Pilegesh is. Is a Pilegesh, we have Pilegeshim all through Sefer Bereishis, everybody say. Right? Ketaira, Hagar was a Pilegesh. What's the nature of that? And what's the halacha? I know someone raised in Seder, I heard the Kasha. Can I be Mekayim Pruravu with a Pilegesh? The Rush writes in Ksubas. Anyone here learn Ksubas? The first pair of Ksubas. The Rush writes on Dav Zayin that you can be mekayim a mitzvah of Puravu with a Pilegesh. Adarabba, the Rush holds a raya from there that the bracha that you make underneath the chuppah is not a birkas mitzvah because I don't need kiddushin to be mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu. I could just get a Pilegesh. The Rush, you don't want to talk about by Sheva brachos, but that's what the Rush says. The Rush says you can mekayim Puravu with a concubine. With a Pilegesh. So what is a Pilegesh? Yeah?
Does the Rosh hold that Kiddushin
is Mitzvah? No. He holds against the Rambam. That's the Rambam holds that the Mitzvah, the Bracha that you're saying under the Chuppah is a Birkas HaMitzvah, and the Kiddushin is a Mitzvah. The Rosh holds with Feirish, Kiddushin is not a Mitzvah, and you can just get a Pilegesh.
It's not even a Hesher Mitzvah.
Exactly.
It.
Exactly.
There's a few, like a few that imply that it's at least one of them.
Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph. Yeah, so it's a problem. We have to wait till we learn that. Yeah, the Rush has to work on that in a Chanam. But that's what the Rush says. The Rush says Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Yeah. The mitzvah that we are discussing over here by the chuppah is only puruvu. And guess what? I don't need this wife for puruvu. Okay? Chaver, talking about shalom bayis isn't something that we never should mention to your wife. But for the sugyas, we're going to talk about this. So okay. So why was I just talking about this? Oh, so what is the connection? What is the relationship with the pilegesh? Shitas Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. Is that a pilegesh is what? Is kiddushin the loik suba? And the Ramban over there disagrees, and the Ramban holds that a pilegesh is b'li kiddushin b'li suba. And the shaila is, well, if it's b'li kiddushin b'li suba, so then why isn't it really just sleeping with a girl outside of marriage, that should potentially be the iser of a zayna, of lo siya kadeshim. There's an iser in where? Is it kadeshim, achremos? Kadeshim? Va? Kiteitse, lo siya kadesha. So you're not allowed to be a zayna. You have to get married.
Is it an iser
to
the woman?
Both. The woman, and I have an iser to be with her. So but for sure on the woman. So the Rambam Taka holds like that. The Rambam holds that if you have a relationship, even met, the Rambam says, and you're connecting to one another outside of marriage. Oh my gosh, it's late. Outside of marriage, yeah. Outside of marriage, the Rambam holds that you're in violation of Losia Kadesha. But and that's a law of Daraisa. Rama holds that's exactly Jonah pointed out. I gave a parsha shmuz on this. This is exactly what transformed from Koydim Matan Torah Adam Pagei Isha Bishuk, and they would just move in together. And afterwards, there's kiddushin with Edikiyum and the whole mechanics to our contract and to connection. And this is no longer the Isser of Kadesha, and now it becomes kedusha and kiddushin. It switches from the Isser of Losiya Kadesha to the Isser of Kadusha. Other Rishonim are not convinced. Other Rishonim, like the Ravid, think that the definition of a Zayna is one who's mufkeris. She's sleeping around. She's hefker l'chol ha'olam kulo. And if there is some sort of connection or not being jumping from one person to the next, that already eradicates the Isser of Lo Siya Kadesha. You don't need Kiddushin in order to eradicate that Lo Siya Kadesha. And the Raya of the Ravid is from Pilegesh. Klar, the Ravid's whole Yisoid and explanation is only if the Ravid is understanding not like who, Rabbi Yisai? Not like Rashi. He has to understand like the Ramban. Because the Ravid has to understand that Pilegesh is not with Kiddushin to disagree with the Rambam. And he has to understand that even so, we still already eradicated the Isser of Lo Siya Kadesha, and the Avos HaKadoshim were able to have Pilakshim even though it was Beli Kiddushin uBeli Ksuba. And I believe that these are two Gersos, if I remember correctly, the Goyin on there, in Sanhedrin, I think on Chaf HaMabes, he's Mitzayin these two Gersos. If Pilegesh is Beli Kiddushin beLi Ksuba, or is Bekiddushin beLi Ksuba. That's what the Goyin says, and this all connects. The nature and your hagdara on what the status of a pilegesh is will now be dependent on what you hold the iser of Lo Siya Kadesha is, which is based on whether or not a guy and a girl are able to be together. You know, shaloi b'kedushin, would that be an iser d'oraisa of Lo Siya Kadesha? So I'm asking, do you see anything from Taisus, or Baisa? What do you think from Taisus? What do you think, Rabbi Yisai? What do you guys think? Is Taisus holding da'afilu that here there's what? There's no kiddushin, right? Saying even though this is not really a marriage, still l'chayra, what? Still l'chayra, they were still makbid on that relationship that they had that was still b'li kiddushin. But why were they makbid? because it was mos. It was something that was not nice, and it, they mimicked it after a classic marriage. But it sounds like from Tosis, like the Ramban, like the Ravid, that it's b'li kedusha b'li ksuba. There's a half of dik avart from the Goyim. Rabbi, I gotta end with this. I'm sorry. And then we'll daven mikvah, and then I'll save Mirtz Hashem the last piece, very short piece in the Pnei Yeshua for tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. And then we'll go weiter, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully already to the next sugya, Kishmaki sugya. There's a vort, right? So we have machlokes rishonim whether or not a pilegesh is b'li kiddushin b'li ksuba, or what's the other option? What's Rashi Shita? Kiddushin b'li ksuba. There is a connection of kiddushin, but there isn't that same eschayvus of ksuba that a normal husband and wife have through the ksuba. So the Goyin writes like this. Everybody says, remember this. The Goyin says, that's a very interesting name. Even the Ravid was oymed on this name. Pilegshin, right? Pilet. So the Goyin says, what does plagshin mean? If you take the word, it's plag shame. Plag shame. What does plag shame mean, Rabbi Yisai? Half a name. What does it mean, half a name? So we all know the Torah. Gemara and Saita says, that we all say it, Sheva Brachos Torah. Ish v'isha zachu. I think I said this over on my Sheva Brachos. Ish v'isha zachu shechina b'nei. How do you know? Ish v'isha zachu. There's a yud in the letter of ish. There's a hey in the letter of isha. You take the yud and the k. That's shem shamayim, right? And the Gemara says loy zachu. If they don't listen to the Gemara and get in daf vav and beis, if you don't focus on the beginning of Shir, Rabbi Yisai, you just think, oh, that was all Narishkeit, right? That wasn't important, right? Then what? Eishai chlosam. Loisavaru eish b'chol yomosha seichem yomeshahas. It's Gemara and Saita. If the ish v'isha don't have hashras hashchina, don't have hashkafas atayra, don't have elu v'elu tira elakim chayim in their marriage, then memela what? Then they're just going to be aleph and shin. Ish v'isha without yud k is going to be eish. Eishai chlosam. Right? Zach the goin. Yeah, that's through the marriage. But the real oisiyos of Shem Shemayim is what? Is Yud Ke Vav Ke. Right? Kiyad al Kes Ka. Nochama la Hashem ba'amolek. Ein shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholem ad sheyichroi zare shal amolek. We have to destroy Amolek, right? Guys, Purim's coming. We got to do Achanos. Purim's coming, right? Purim's coming. You got to get rid of Amalek, right? So what? And that's why we say now his name is just Yud K, right? But it lost it Lavo. Rabbi said we're going to see that his name is going to be Shmo Shalem. How's the shame going to be Shalem? With Yud K, Vav K. Zok de Goin, Ishvi Isha Zachu Yud K, Shchine Ben Eyem. But that's Kiddushin. What's a Ksuba? Osios Ksav Vav Ke. Ksav Vav Ke is going to be mashal in the Shem Shemayim, and it's going to be Ish V'isha Zochu Yud Ke. Ksav Vav Ke is going to be Yud Ke Vav Ke. Now you're going to have Shmo Shalim. What's a Pilegesh? Pilegesh is Kiddushin, B'loi Ksuba. Pilegesh is a relationship that lends itself to what? Plag shames of the Goy. It's only Yud Ke. It's only Ish V'isha Zachu. It cannot be Vav Ke because it's Kiddushin, the like Suba, like Shitas Rashi in Parshas Chayisara, like we just said.